Welcome to the GCSE Biology Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving deep into cell biology, one of the most important and most frequently examined topics in your GCSE biology course. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdExcel, or OCR, this topic comes up every single year, and understanding it well gives you a brilliant foundation for everything else in biology. So grab your notes, get comfortable, and let's get started. In today's episode, we'll cover the key concepts you need to know. Cell structure, the differences between prokaryotic and eukaryotic cells, the cell cycle and mitosis, stem cells and differentiation, enzymes and their action and respiration. We'll then go through the most common exam mistakes, give you some exam technique tips, and finish with a quick-fire recall quiz. Let's go. Let's start with the very basics. What is a cell? A cell is the fundamental unit of life. Every living organism, from the tiniest bacterium to a blue whale, is made of cells. There are two main types of cell you need to know for GCSE, prokaryotic cells and eukaryotic cells. Prokaryotic cells are the simpler, more ancient type. Bacteria are prokaryotes. The key features of a prokaryotic cell are they have no nucleus, their DNA floats freely in the cytoplasm as a single circular chromosome. They also have a cell wall, a cell membrane, cytoplasm, and ribosomes. Some bacteria also have a capsule, flagella for movement, and small rings of DNA called plasmids. Prokaryotic cells are much smaller than eukaryotic cells, typically 1 to 10 micrometers in diameter. Eukaryotic cells are more complex. Animal cells and plant cells are both eukaryotic. The key feature is that they have a true nucleus, which is membrane-bound and contains the cell's DNA organized into chromosomes. Eukaryotic cells also have a range of other membrane-bound organelles. Now let's look at the subcellular structures you need to know and their functions because examiners love asking about these. The nucleus contains the genetic material, the DNA, which controls the cell's activities and carries the instructions for making proteins. Think of it as the control center, the cell's brain. The mitochondria, and remember, one is a mitochondrion, many are mitochondria, are the sites of aerobic respiration. This is where most of the cell's energy in the form of ATP is released. Cells that need lots of energy, like muscle cells, have lots of mitochondria. Chloroplasts are found only in plant cells and some algae. They are the sites of photosynthesis, where light energy is used to convert carbon dioxide and water into glucose and oxygen. Chloroplasts contain a green pigment called chlorophyll. Ribosomes are tiny structures found in all cells, both prokaryotic and eukaryotic. They are the sites of protein synthesis, where amino acids are joined together to make proteins. They are so small they can only be seen with an electron microscope. The cell membrane is a thin, flexible layer that surrounds all cells. It controls what enters and leaves the cell. It is selectively permeable. It is made of a phospholipid B layer with proteins embedded in it. The cell wall is found in plant cells, fungal cells, and bacterial cells, but not in animal cells. In plants, it's made of cellulose and provides structural support and rigidity. The vacuole. In plant cells, there is a large, permanent central vacuole filled with cell sap, which helps maintain the shape of the cell through turgor pressure. Animal cells may have small, temporary vacuoles. Now, a really common exam question is, what are the differences between a plant cell and an animal cell? Plant cells have a cell wall, chloroplasts, and a large, permanent vacuole. Animal cells have none of these. Both have a nucleus, cell membrane, cytoplasm, mitochondria, and ribosomes. And the key differences between prokaryotic and eukaryotic cells? Prokaryotes have no nucleus, no membrane-bound organelles, smaller ribosomes, and are generally much smaller. Eukaryotes have a nucleus, membrane-bound organelles, larger ribosomes, and are generally larger. Now let's talk about how cells divide. The cell cycle is the series of events that takes place in a cell as it grows and divides. It has two main phases, interphase and mitosis. During interphase, the cell grows, carries out its normal functions, and importantly, replicates its DNA so that each new cell will receive a complete copy of the genetic information. This is the longest phase of the cell cycle. Mitosis is the type of cell division used for growth, repair, and asexual reproduction. It produces two genetically identical daughter cells, each with the same number of chromosomes as the parent cell. In humans, that's 46 chromosomes, 23 pairs. The stages of mitosis are prophase, metaphase, and telophase. You can remember these with the mnemonic PMAT, prophase, metaphase, anaphase, telophase. In prophase, the chromosomes condense and become visible, and the nuclear envelope breaks down. In metaphase, the chromosomes line up along the middle of the cell. In anaphase, the sister chromatids are pulled apart to opposite poles of the cell. In telophase, new nuclear envelopes form around each set of chromosomes, and the cell divides into two. Mitosis is important for growth. As a multicellular organism develops from a single fertilized egg, cells divide by mitosis to increase cell number. It's also important for repair, replacing damaged or worn-out cells. Now, here's something really interesting. When a fertilized egg first divides, all the cells are identical and unspecialized. These are called stem cells. As development continues, cells become specialized for particular functions. This process is called differentiation. A red blood cell differentiates to become biconcave in shape, loses its nucleus to make more room for hemoglobin, and is perfectly adapted to carry oxygen. A nerve cell differentiates to become long and thin with many connections, perfectly adapted to transmit electrical signals. A root hair cell in a plant develops a long extension to increase surface area for absorbing water and minerals. Embryonic stem cells are found in early embryos and can differentiate into any type of cell. They're called totipotent or pluripotent. Adult stem cells are found in specific tissues like bone marrow and can only differentiate into a limited range of cell types. Stem cell technology has huge medical potential. For example, using stem cells to replace damaged heart muscle cells after a heart attack, or to treat conditions like leukemia. However, there are ethical issues, particularly around the use of embryonic stem cells, because obtaining them involves destroying a human embryo. Examiners often ask you to evaluate these ethical arguments. Make sure you can present both sides. Now let's move on to enzymes. Enzymes are biological catalysts. They speed up chemical reactions in living organisms without being used up themselves. This is a crucial definition. Make sure you know it. Enzymes are proteins. Their shape is determined by their sequence of amino acids. Each enzyme has a specific active site, a region with a unique shape that is complementary to its specific substrate. This is the basis of the lock and key hypothesis. The substrate fits into the active site like a key fits into a lock, forming an enzyme-substrate complex. The reaction takes place, products are released, and the enzyme is free to catalyze another reaction. Enzymes are affected by temperature and pH. As temperature increases, the rate of reaction increases because molecules have more kinetic energy and collide more frequently. However, above the optimum temperature, the enzyme becomes denatured. The bonds holding the enzyme shape break, the active site changes shape, and the substrate can no longer fit. The enzyme is permanently damaged. This is a really important point. Enzymes are denatured by high temperatures, not killed. Examiners will penalize you for saying an enzyme is killed. Similarly, enzymes have an optimum pH. If the pH is too high or too low, the enzyme denatures. Different enzymes have different optimum pHs. For example, pepsin in the stomach works best at around pH 2, while amylase in the mouth works best at around pH 7. Now let's cover respiration. Respiration is the process by which cells release energy from glucose. It is not the same as breathing. Breathing is ventilation. Respiration happens in every cell all the time. There are two types, aerobic respiration and anaerobic respiration. Aerobic respiration uses oxygen and releases a large amount of energy. The word equation is glucose plus oxygen gives carbon dioxide plus water. This takes place mainly in the mitochondria. Anaerobic respiration does not use oxygen and releases a smaller amount of energy. In humans and animals, the word equation is glucose gives lactic acid. This happens during intense exercise when the muscles cannot get enough oxygen. The buildup of lactic acid causes the burning sensation in your muscles. In yeast and plants, anaerobic respiration produces different products. Glucose gives ethanol plus carbon dioxide. This process is called fermentation and is used in brewing and bread making. A key comparison. Aerobic respiration releases much more energy per glucose molecule than anaerobic respiration. Aerobic is far more efficient. Now let's talk about how to pick up every mark in the exam. Common mistake number one, confusing mitochondria and chloroplasts. Mitochondria are for respiration, releasing energy. Chloroplasts are for photosynthesis, making food using light. Remember, mitochondria make energy, chloroplasts capture light. Common mistake number two, forgetting that enzymes are proteins. If a question asks you to explain why high temperature affects enzyme activity, you must mention that the enzyme is a protein, that the bonds holding its shape break, and that the active site changes shape so the substrate can no longer bind. Common mistake number three, saying enzymes are killed rather than denatured. Use the word denatured. Always. Common mistake number four, confusing the products of anaerobic respiration in humans versus yeast. Humans produce lactic acid. Yeast produces ethanol and carbon dioxide. These are different, and examiners will not give credit if you mix them up. Common mistake number five, misunderstanding stem cells. Stem cells are unspecialized cells that can differentiate. They are not the same as specialized cells. Make sure you can explain what differentiation means and give examples of specialized cells. For command words, if the question says state or give, keep it brief. One or two words or a short phrase. If it says describe, say what happens using correct terminology. If it says explain, you must say how or why. Use the word because to link cause and effect. If it says compare, you must identify both similarities and differences. If it says evaluate, consider both sides and make a judgment. For longer questions worth 4 to 6 marks, structure your answer carefully. For enzyme questions, always mention the substrate fits into the active site, the enzyme substrate complex forms, products are released, and the enzyme is unchanged. For respiration questions, always write the full word equation. Right, let's test what you've learned. I'll ask a question, pause the audio, think of your answer, then press play to hear the answer. Question one, name three structures found in a plant cell but not in an animal cell. Pause now. The answer is cell wall, chloroplasts, and large permanent vacuole. Question two, what is the word equation for aerobic respiration? Pause now. The answer is glucose plus oxygen gives carbon dioxide plus water. Question three, what happens to an enzyme when it is denatured? Pause now. The answer is the bonds holding its three-dimensional shape break, the active site changes shape, and the substrate can no longer fit, so the enzyme can no longer catalyze the reaction. Question four, what is the difference between mitosis and meiosis? Pause now. Mitosis produces two genetically identical daughter cells for growth and repair. Meiosis produces four genetically different cells for sexual reproduction. These are gametes. Question five, what is the product of anaerobic respiration in yeast? Pause now. The answer is ethanol and carbon dioxide. Let's wrap up with the key points to take away from today's episode. One, prokaryotic cells have no nucleus. Eukaryotic cells do. Bacteria are prokaryotes. Animal and plant cells are eukaryotes. Two, know the function of every organelle. Nucleus controls the cell. Mitochondria release energy. Chloroplasts photosynthesize. Ribosomes make proteins. Three, mitosis produces two genetically identical cells for growth and repair. Remember PMAT for the stages. Four, stem cells are unspecialized and can differentiate into specialized cells. Embryonic stem cells are pluripotent. There are ethical issues around their use. Five, enzymes are biological catalysts and proteins. They have a specific active site. High temperatures and extreme pH values denature enzymes, change the shape of the active site. Six, aerobic respiration, glucose plus oxygen gives carbon dioxide plus water. Anaerobic respiration in humans, glucose gives lactic acid. In yeast, glucose gives ethanol plus carbon dioxide. That's it for today's episode on cell biology. I hope you feel more confident about this topic now. Keep revisiting these concepts using active recall. Cover your notes and test yourself regularly. The more you retrieve information from memory, the better it sticks. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.